Oh, I see.
And they in far better shape. They never been destroyed.
Well, was there a problem with the ones here? Say the ones
well,
you...
Well, not too much.
Had some of them been destroyed that you were trying to find?
Maybe land records.
Land records.
But our records in the ordinary's office go back to 1796 in Jefferson County. Was, of course, they're sketchy
right.
for the early years. But otherwise, we have marvelous records.
That's good.
From 1796 right on.
I was going to go into, really go back about when you were talking about Bartow and your life in on the farm, and then when you moved into the town of Bartow, thought maybe we might could remember the life you had, you know, as a child, up till you went to, off to school. Maybe you could tell me a little about the social life and how it was when you, well, your remembrance of school, what it was like, the type of building and
well,
the
it
number.
Was a wooden school building that was built in the 1890s. Where I entered school, and incidentally, the first year I went to the Bartow School was the year that they graded the schools in Jefferson County.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And Mr. Herschel Smith was the kind of school superintendent, and he lived in Bartow.
Now, were you
no.
you different? I think I've seen that name. I don't know where, Herschel Smith.
Uh-huh. Well, now, he was Eugene Smith's father.
Well, that's where, yeah. I knew they had to be mm-hmm. connected.
And Mr. Leroy and Miss T. Roper, they lived in Bartow. He was their father.
Mm-hmm.
Their father.
Mm-hmm. Now, that he was the county superintendent.
County school superintendent for a long time.
Well, the building was wooden. Was it very large?
Well, it had 5 rooms.
So they graded
in a basement.
In a basement?
And where they had the science lab. Down in the basement.
Was that all underground? You know, we were talking about there weren't too many.
It was built on a lot with a pretty good slope. And it was only under one room that they had a basement.
Kind of in that.
And of course, we had an old stove. And the boys had to bring in the fuel.
Started up.
And the girls had to sweep and clean up.
Didn't have a janitor, did all the
not
students?
Not that I recall.
Huh. Do you remember anything about your teachers or the subjects you had? You say they graded the classes.
They graded the school.
Did you have, well, in other words, it was a little bigger than a one-room school.
Oh,
you
yes.
You had several rooms. Did you go through high school in that year?
Yes, right there.
Right there. How many grades then?
10.
10 grades.
And of course, life in a small town was, to us, very pleasant.
Right.
And we were so ignorant, we didn't know we were underprivileged.
I don't think you were at all.
We just
I think
enjoyed
you might have been
it.
Underprivileged.
We just enjoyed it, and I have lived through a wonderful age, Bonnie. I've seen so many marvelous inventions and all come about. You just think, I think more than any other Americans, my generation.
That's true.
You know, I was living there when Bartow had its first telephone exchange and the first electric lights. Now, we already had an artesian well in Bartow. And they had one in Radley before I ever moved to town. And of course, they just recently in Bartow had city water. But we enjoyed life and.